Tales of the Dark Room. A modern day had befallen me. I lived in Hearthstone Estate with Caleb and Yelameth. I had, in fact, made amends with my uncle, aunt, and cousin after preparing black pudding, which they loved. After the death of my father and mother, Caleb remained with me, later preparing to spread his wings and flee abroad from Hearthstone. He had chances to surrender the estate because my father passed to him forthcoming. When Caleb refused, I remained stuck and obliged to inherit. Again, my ancient brother fondled me over, accepting the grand life from me. I thought I would become independent from Hearthstone my 20th year, but for a reason, my brother stayed beyond his 20th and 4th year. I found later discovered why he remained. Caleb granted a different inheritance. It was money. While I stayed with that crummy estate, thought it unfair, nevertheless, the estate continued in magnificent condition, but deteriorating with stink in the interior. Caleb found my secret and told our father and mother. For that reason, they wounded me out of the money inheritance. They gave all to Caleb, a hungry hound with cancerous innards. Not a true thought passed over his mind, and he was the swindle of con men. My illness had befallen me in early 30s, 10 years afterward. I never confessed to it. That erupted, my sickness in my mind, body, and soul. But I stood solid, authoritative, to my judgment. What put the icing on the cake was when Caleb threatened to arrest the spare chamber on the estate's 8th floor. The chamber left a limited office for my father. None of us knew what passed on in the chamber, not indeed my mother, and not even Caleb, my father's favorite. My family shunned me before my 20th year involving a secret Caleb discovered and announced to my father and mother. Of course, my parents supported the secret from alternative family because it ruined their character. They had understanding adequate to protect my secret, but lacked sense to consider me the same as my brother. I would have told if the telling did not befall me. But my father was not around to interrupt me from possessing the last chamber on the 8th floor. I beat the willies out of my brother, and won the feud with the chamber. My physical ability shocked Caleb, but arrogance, nitpicking, resentment, and competitiveness remained on Caleb's part. I guess he figured it was just an office. No need arguing over something so frivolous. One day when Caleb left for the entire evening, I took the key and entered upon the 8th floor. Into the corridor, dankness left with lengthy shadows of my forefathers. The estate never occupied or dominated by any outsiders. It remained in the Irwin's control. My shoes cling to the polished mahogany floor. Dim slits spilled through a single window at the corridor's end, cobwebs, dust, and a fetid stench dawdled in the broadcast. I experienced no dread, occupying the estate. The special key fitted into the hole. The door opened with suffering murmuring. It groaned with a child's inner pain and emotions as a whip struck across the bare back because of punishment. That was what I felt when entering the secret chamber, punishment. My sleeve flew up to my nostrils, covering the chamber's stink. It smelled of something rotting. Perhaps, animals slipped through open cracks huge enough to accompany their soft forms, or holes large enough where they could pass through without fear and conflict. After spending several hours inside the chamber, later evening passed into obscurity and Caleb unaware where to encounter me once he returned in the midnight hour. I found an elderly, teetered desk with an tarnished journal, then took up a wooden chair in the room's corner. Becoming acquainted with the stink, I sat at the desk. The journal had a lock aside the pages. I went through the drawers, and surely, found a small key. I unlocked the journal and read its entire contents until the last entry, which was on my birthday, November 11, 1765. November 11, 1765, 8:59 a.m. I planned to go out later after my nothing of a son's birthday celebration. I tried building a breed of champions, strong-minded, and leaders of young men, but one crossed the finish line. My second-born still remained my son. I turned so disappointed in him, struggling to recreate, but the transformation failed me as a father on that part. I took pleasure taming my anger, disappointment, and failure as a father and subjecting punishment, but not on his part. I remembered conversation with David Hathaway the day before. He called informing they had arrived. So, I retired out to his barn. And surely, there they were, chained at the wrists and ankles to poles as magicians prepared for sacrifice. Slaves. Of all races, ethnic group, and breed. I despised their eyes, praying and beseeching for us to spare their lives. But why? Just why should we? Life did not spare my intelligence training both sons into becoming leaders. Then, I bought my initial slave years earlier, and kept them inside this chamber. No one knew, not even my favorite son, Caleb, my wife too foolish to understand my anxiety and breakdowns, and Edwin, too poor to understand born of an Irwin. I'll come back for the black man and white woman afterward, having a sorrowful celebration to attend. Certainly, Mr. Hathaway replied. I slept the night's rest inside the secret chamber, waking the impending morning, naming the room the dark room. Again, convenient for my luck, Caleb left the estate before dawn. I cleared the room, discovering not animal remains, but human bones, deteriorated flesh, which performed the stink, skulls, fingers, paws, and feet. Pieces of hair attached to scalps turned discolored and weaving. By several hours thereafter, the dark room, spotless with the sweet smell of new beginnings. I had painted the black and left the floor mahogany. Never again in the forthcoming generations would another slave become held captive in this estate. I found my father as a slave owner to all races. He beat, tortured, and starved men and women, taking his hostility of a failing father for his sons. He punished innocent people working for a living. Shame, shame, shame on the paralyzed man called my father. The dark room sealed off for days until I selected what to become of it. I came upon my father's secret chamber before 10 years, close to my birthday celebration in 1765, and black pudding bowls. I had the key in my possession, thus. I had been using the room.